Okay, we are back now in our pre-Thanksgiving Day discussions here in high school football, and we're bringing in now Triton High School football coach Eric Burgos. And Eric, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks so much for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Coach, a pretty damn good season for you guys. You ran into a couple of buzzsaws, but going 6-4, really a couple of signature games that I might point out, maybe three, and you tell me if I'm off base here, but I'm looking at Newburyport as one big win. I'm looking at Linfield as another, a huge win. And then I don't know where you put Gloucester, but you completely wiped them out. So tell me about maybe some really excellent games for you guys this year that highlight the season.
Yeah, I mean, the kids really, they really fought hard, like, just all year long. You know, they had higher expectations of themselves this year than they did in the past. And it really showed, like, they came into games prepared, and they just came in willing to win and do what it takes to win. And so it was just cool to see these guys put together, you know, like a full game of football, and especially in those three games, which they all had just great meanings for the program and just super proud that they were just super competitive all year long, minus, you know, a game or two.
Mm-hmm. Tim Kearns is our super analyst and our ambassador of goodwill. So, Tim, please join in.
I will. Coach, congratulations on a good season.
Thank you.
How do you point the kids towards next fall now to get them on course, to keep in the weight room throughout the winter? I'm sure, being the size of the school that you are, you've got numerous multi-sport athletes that are going to transition out of to the winter and spring sports, and then you got to bring it back into the summer fold for the fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as we speak, you know, just before I got on this phone call, we're in the process of doing some exit interviews with some of the guys that are going to be returning. And so that's really just to reflect on the year and the ups and downs of the year, but most importantly, determine what we're going to do this off season to take the next step forward for the program, which is just to raise the expectation a little bit and look to win the Cal and look to go to Gillette. Like, that's why we play, and it's important that these kids know that and believe it and expect it, you know. So, you know, a lot of weight room talk, a lot of getting guys together, leaders coming together and building how we're going to map it out. And just continue to get bigger, faster, stronger, and still enjoy our high school experience at the same time.
You can finish with an excellent record if you win this Thanksgiving Day game. And before we talk about it, Eric, tell me about maybe your memories about Thanksgiving football, because it really is pretty much unique to this area. I heard we covered Manchester Essex a couple of weeks ago when they lost to Old Colony in the rain. And Coach Grimes was out there in the middle of the field after the game and saying, guys, don't hold your heads down, you know. We got a big game coming up. And he was explaining to them how important Thanksgiving is. But maybe a memory or two of you involved in Thanksgiving, either as a player or as a coach.
Yeah, so it is probably one of the best days of ever, you know. You wake up, you don't need an alarm for some odd reason. You just don't need an alarm that day. You're going to be up at 4 a.m. no matter what. And then it's just a different feel in the air, you know, that, you know, I know they say anything can happen on any given day, but Thanksgiving kind of makes it that much more real. You know, you see a lot of great performances from guys you didn't expect, or, you know, some seniors just playing their last ever football game. It's just really special. Unfortunately, I had to go up against the dominant Gloucester teams of 07, 08, 09.
Oh, wait a minute. We're talking Danvers here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, I'm sorry, man. Sorry I brought it up.
Those are my high school memories of Thanksgiving. But still, you know, I mean, I think we were, you know, 0-10 one season, and we still believe that, you know, we could win that game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a different day. It's a different day. Oddly enough, I got my first ever victory over Gloucester a couple of weeks ago as a coach, which was funny. but as a player and a coach, ironically, I've never won on Thanksgiving, so it's a real exciting one this year.
Okay,
I just want to go get it.
All right, Tim.
you know, certainly it's always great to talk about the memories of Thanksgiving Day. I grew up in West Lynn, and Thanksgiving always been heading down to Manning Bowl and watching the Glasgow Rams and the English Bulldogs have at each other to a crowd of generally between 5,000 and 10,000 people, which was it was just an amazing time back then. And of course, it was a few years earlier than 06-07. I can tell you that.
Yeah, for sure. they were good.
You know, it really hasn't changed, I don't think, a whole lot, because it's a day where you go back and you see people that you graduated with, and you go back and if you go to your school, you know, you see former students coming up, and they come up and they say, hello, how you doing? You play catch up, and that's all you do, and it's a wonder you see any of the game, because they're so busy, you know, chit-chatting with former students and former classmates and all that.
Yep. Yeah, and our guys think that the people are actually watching them.
Oh, come on. what about festivities around Thanksgiving at Triton High School? Because I know there are all kinds of different traditions in the area. What do you guys do?
I wish I could tell you about some type of tradition, but I just know that, you know, there's people in the parking lots a few hours before the game.
Oh, I was referring to the week, because do you have captains get-togethers and stuff like that?
Oh, as far as the team, yeah. So
yeah, the team, yeah.
We had our senior speak to the team today. Just lay it all out there what this week means to them. You know, reflecting on their season. The old burning of the shoe. I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
But. You know, as we're rebuilding this program, we're actually instilling these traditions one by one, which is pretty cool. So that's been done. You know, they have their good old pep rally on Wednesday to get ready for the game. And then besides that, it's really just allowing these guys to have a good time at practice and just celebrate their hard work, especially these seniors.
Mm-hmm. Tim?
Is there anything special about the practices this week as you head towards Thanksgiving Day? It's the last game for your seniors. Are there anything different that you do out of the ordinary in preparation for Thursday?
I mean, we still stay pretty status quo when it comes to preparation for the game. Given the time we have and you know, we're not reinventing any wheels as far as schemes and stuff like that. We do have some good times with the coaches and develop some challenges between players and coaches, which is always fun. You know, for example, I had a field goal kickoff with one of my guards today. You know, and it was a complete hit with the team. You know, he actually beat me. I was not able to get my third kick through the uprights, and he was before me. So, just little stuff like that. It's been a fun week, but when it comes to preparation, it's status quo.
Well, Pentucket is 1-10. You have a home game, and maybe you can give me a quick scouting report on them. But first, Coach, brag about some of your kids with names.
Oh, man. Geez. So we have the head, I would call this guy the head of the culture turnaround here, which is Ashton Watson. He's been playing offensive line and defensive line since he was a freshman here, at Triton. And, he's just having another hell of a good year. You know, I speak to coaches mostly after our games, obviously, but and they tell me how they just try to game plan around him, you know, don't run the ball at him or, how do they play football away from his side of the field? You know, he's that much of a force. On the field, but off the field, he's just even better. I mean, we have a couple of the, you know, offensive stat leaders in the area. You know, our quarterback, Max Shimitaro's. I mean, if I look at his stats right now, he's got about 16 to 18 passing touchdowns to two interceptions. So that's a fantastic ratio. given its high school level and also the amount of times we throw the ball. So, he's pushing 1500, 1600 yards in the year. Man, we have a senior line, man. Tony Saforza, Luke O'Leary, Zach Fowler. He's had a tremendous growth of an individual and football player this year. And then we've had a bulldozer in Joshua Rodriguez, who's been able to run the ball for us, you know, lead with a kickoff block, also plays Mike backer for us, you know, just literally a bulldozer. And then we have our Nathan Miller, who's his counterpart. He's the Robin to J-Rod's Batman, the other backer who just been playing consistent football. Those two have been just pluggers for the defensive middle. They've just been fun. They've been fun to watch, and they just love playing together as a unit. So it's been cool to see them develop that bond.
Excellent.
Man, keep going, but, you know.
I know. Well, you speak with pride, Coach, and we can do a wrap-up maybe with a little more time next week. Tim, some final thoughts with Coach Burgos?
Nope. Better luck in the future against Gloucester, I guess.
Seriously.
Thankful an opportunity to beat them at some point. But enjoy the holiday, and hopefully the turkey will taste good going down Thursday afternoon.
That's the goal, man. I really you know, would love to enjoy a piece of turkey once in a while.
There you go. What Tim said.
Appreciate you guys.
Coach Eric, thank you so much. Be well, good luck, and we'll talk soon.